MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We've all gone through spells where we just can't get our groove back. Oh, this is the theme for the day, I hear. Here now to teach us how to reboot ourselves, which is another way of saying a swift kick in your own butt. And our business is Patty Coleman. She's an education specialist trained by eBay, organizer of the SoCal e-commerce sellers group, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Woohoo Depot. Patty, what do you mean by reboot yourself and your business?
As a theme has been going, sometimes we just get down. Sometimes life does throw us a curveball. Your health might go. Something tragic happens in your family. Something good happens in your family.
Well, she's just mentioned my whole year.
Yeah, mine too. And so it means that you're going to have to revamp what you're doing. You're going to have to do what Dana says and get some more time things going. So that's what I mean by that. I personally came down with leukemia this year, so that took me into a whole different place, me evaluating what I wanted to do, et cetera. So basically, it means when you get yourself down, take stock of what's making you down, and then prioritize and go forward.
You know how people always say, and I say this sometimes, what is causing this? Sometimes it's nothing.
Sometimes
it's nothing.
Honestly, sometimes you just had too much in your life, that's all. Mm-hmm. There's no one trigger.
So yeah, as my grandpa used to say, sometimes when things are chaotic, he says, let's get organized. And I think that that helps you calm down when you get organized.
I agree. So how do we reboot?
Well, basically, it's baby steps. Like for me, I had to prioritize and do some things that I didn't like to do, like I had to go to the doctor and do stuff like that. So time became important. I didn't get to do as much eBay as I wanted to do. I couldn't teach my eBay education classes because I wasn't strong enough and different things. So I had to evaluate what was important at that moment and not get upset with myself that I wasn't meeting whatever particular goals I had set at that time, that I was going to have to find a new normal for each day. And so that is how you do it. So it's a baby step.
So it's so in your situation,
mm-hmm.
because I'm sort of there with the arm and shoulder thing that's going on.
Yeah.
I start physical therapy next week.
Right.
I'm sort of in that. So you actually rebooted your whole system because of what had happened in the past, but because of what you were going through at the time.
Right. Some situation comes along and your whole world is, your cart is upset. It's not going to be the same. You're going to have to go forward doing things differently than you did before. And you might be able to get back to the old normal, but is that a good thing? Is that what you want to do? This is going to give you time and pause to reorganize your business, reorganize your life, and maybe do things in a better way. It's going to give you that extra time to do things that you didn't think that you needed to do, but it'll give you time to take things in baby steps.
Any suggestions on how to begin?
Well, I began by, I was forced to begin because I couldn't stay up that much. I couldn't do things that much. So it gave me an idea of creating a new business plan, a day-to-day business plan, a personal business plan. I'm not very well-rounded. I don't do as much fun stuff as I should or whatever. I was too focused on work, too focused on different things. So I set new priorities as far as being a well-rounded person. The first things I wanted to do was, when I had discovered I was sick, I was in the process of reclaiming my guest room. The guest room was the photo studio and where all the product came in to sit until I actually got around to listing it. I wanted to reclaim my house. I wanted to get myself more organized in the flow that I had as far as my selling process. So I was in the process of moving everything out into one room in the garage, and then, of course, I have a warehouse shed on the other side of the garage. But that stopped. So basically, I said, this is okay. I don't have to do it all at once. I'll do it in baby steps. If I'm feeling good today, on this day, I'm going to move one box. Two boxes, and then I have to make room on shelf for that. Means I'm going to evaluate what's on that shelf. Am I going to keep it? Am I going to toss it? Am I going to relist it? Am I going to give it away? And so instead of doing all those things in one fell swoop, I've been doing them in baby steps, one shelf at a time, one drawer at a time.
Which is okay.
Yes, it is okay.
Darn right it is. It works.
And it works, and it works for me probably now that I'm feeling better, because I know me, I work alone, and it's helpful to do one drawer at a time, and then that gets the whole system cleaned up. It gets, and by the way, having guests come over, as you know, Lee, helps that room get cleaned out even faster.
Oh, baby. You better believe it.
I have to confess, that's the only thing gets me to clean up rooms.
Yeah, most of us are that way, you know?
I know. You want to clean your house, have a party.
Hey, in the old days, we all had a wife, you know?
Yeah.
That did these things for us. Now,
now
we are it. That's right.
Well, I do have to say that my ex works for food, so that's...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but other than that, yeah.
Well, I'm even having to figure my drug thing into it, because I'm taking my painkiller...
Yeah.
An hour before the show starts.
Oh, yeah.
So I
that makes you woozy sometimes.
A little bit, but not, but not really. It's really it's really working for me. It does take the pain away somewhat. It dulls it. So I'm having to take the pain medication depending on what I need to do.
Exactly.
So I really relate to everything you're saying. How do you stay motivated now?
You stay motivated because, and I try and keep a positive attitude, too, because I was never sick, really, ever, and so this is the first medication that I'm actually having to take every day, and then deal with the side effects that come with that. So I have sometimes, you know, you're feeling sad or you're not feeling motivated to do things, and I've always done this. I will say, oh, what's the matter with you? Straighten up. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. And so I'll say, Patty, what? I'll walk outside or I'll take a walk around the block, and I said, I'm giving you 25 minutes, go have your pity party. And so I put, like Dana says, I put a timer on, I go out, I feel sorry for myself, I try and figure things out, and then I come back in and I'm feeling much better. So,
and that,
rather than
that too,
you know,
works,
feel gloomy, I concentrate it into a half an hour pity party, and then I move on.
So when did your life change, so to speak?
Well, I hadn't had a checkup for a while. One of my good friends was nagging me, and finally I went and got the checkup in January, and the blood count came back, and so then I went through a process of, I've had 5 CAT scans so far this year, and bone marrow tests, and blah, 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 and so it started in January. I had 2 months of tests that seemed like every week, and then I got into a National Cancer Institute program for the leukemia that I have, which is awesome because they pay for it. So, but and I've had to go once a month for tests and for you know, and I have to take chemotherapy every day. But luckily, I'm taking a pill that's called, or pills that are called the miracle pills, and they really are working. I am basically in partial remission, and I only started taking the pills March 31st. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, there are so many people would give up.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. I knew they were giving, as they call it, the long face, and you're going, you know, when your white blood count's supposed to be 4,000 to 11,000, mine was 170,000. And so they're going, and I go, but I don't really feel that bad, but is this why I've been so tired? Yeah, maybe. So basically, I didn't want to give up on my EBIT community because that is my work and that is part of my friendships. And so this happened in March, and right as soon as, and I'm not sure of the date, Lee, you have to help me on this one. When you announced the eBay radio party, I was in the midst of all of this.
Oh.
And I said, and I knew, I'm going, am I going to miss the party this year? Because I was at that point flat on my back. And I went, no, I'm not going to miss it. So I was one of the first 25 to register. I set that as my goal that, come heck or high water, I wanted to go to that party. So I kept that as my motivator. I did have to stop teaching because I couldn't stand up that long or talk that long. As you can tell, I'm better now. I was not listing, but I kept my eBay store open, and the stuff kept, you know, sales not rapid, obviously, but still coming in. And I kept listening to eBay radio, and I kept going to webinars. I did have to cut back my meetup group because really it was tiring. But I instead of having one every month, I had one every other month. And now I'm back at it. As you know, I was at the eBay radio party. So yeah, you have to set some goals.
I'm amazed. I didn't know the total extent to your illness or anything, and I'm absolutely amazed.
No. I'm basically try to be a positive person, and stuff's going to happen. I mean, this is not the first thing that's happened to me, and, it's, you know, and everyone has these things. So you just have to take them in stride and just say, okay, this is put your life in order. This is what I can do today. Don't beat yourself up if you don't meet your goals. Just reschedule those goals for another time. You know, yeah. I might have a day set that I feel like I'm this is what I'm going to do today, and wake up going, no, not going to be doing that today. And I don't get upset anymore. Whereas before, I probably would have been, you know, having a tizzy fit. But I don't do that anymore.
You just let it go.
I try not to. So that's
was this? Do you have to have eBay in order to exist?
Kinda.
Yeah. Okay. Because yeah. It's a personal question to ask.
It's part of my for personal and business reasons and income reasons. Mm-hmm. It does help pay the bills.
Yeah. See, I can't stop either if I wanted to right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So I did have to dip into my savings in those months where I wasn't making the money that I usually make. And I've got to tell you, Griff, that the eBay education and that pays me actually more than my sales. I did pretty well with that. And I wasn't able to do that at all, so that really did hurt. But that's okay, because I forgave myself for being sick. Okay,
yes.
I didn't want my mind to stay in that place where, oh well, I'm sick. I don't want to stay there,
Patty.
So,
we need you to come back soon and talk to us.
Absolutely, Patty. It's great speaking to you.
This segment
was sponsored by Therapy.
Oh, we forgot to talk about our meetup tonight, Patty. I'm going to call you.
Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.